This is Earth and Sky for Wednesday, August 11th. Meteors are sometimes called shooting stars, but they're not stars at all.
Meteors and annual showers are really bits of debris left behind in the orbits of comets. Right now, Earth is passing through a stream of comet dust left behind by Comet Swift-Tuttle. So from a country location around now, you might see a rich display of meteors. They'll appear to radiate from the constellation Perseus, and that's how they got their name. They're part of the annual Perseid meteor shower. Expect to see a meteor every minute or so around midnight or afterwards tonight, assuming you're watching in a sky that's free of city lights.
This year's Perseid meteor shower is predicted to peak at 11 Universal Time on August 12th. That's around noon in London, but it's closer to dawn tomorrow morning for us in the U.S. One of the nicest things about meteor showers is that you don't need any special equipment to watch them. If you're going out into the country to watch the Perseids, try taking a lawn chair or blanket, then lie back comfortably and watch for meteors in all parts of the sky.
Meteor watchers who are up before dawn can also look eastward for another celestial happening. Tomorrow, the sky's two brightest objects, Venus and the waning crescent moon, will be near each other before dawn. For today, that's our show. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.